Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio, and it's Monday evening. This is Mark Waltz speaking with you from New York City, and I will shortly be joined by my colleague Ann Ortley and also Heather Roan Robbins. And actually, Ann is on a long leash this evening. She somehow or other is walking a dog. And I don't know the rest of that story, but we'll find out shortly. In the meantime, I'll explain that we take calls from listeners, and we also take emails, and we answer questions, and we talk about what's going on in the sky. So, let's get started with a look at the week coming up.
Cool.
Ah, hello.
I'm back. I took the dog out.
Yeah, I just explained it. You're on some kind of a long leash.
Story. Marching the dog around. I have a dog visiting me for the week. And I just got in from dinner, and, you know, he's crying in the crate in the radio show, and, you know, the dog won, so.
Okay.
But he's officially walked, and everybody's happy now, so I'm back, too.
Good. All right, I was just about to introduce the week.
Yes, cool.
So, for those of you who are listening, this is Ann Ortley on the other.
Yes, Ann Ortley, astrologer in New York at my bright red desk.
Yes.
And we're waiting for Heather.
With the loner dog.
With the loner dog, right? Which is really good because the dog comes and lives with me for a week, and then I walk him. And, the 6:30 in the morning walk is always very instructive to make you go, you know, maybe I don't really want a dog. So it's good. Mm-hmm. It gets rid of the dog fever.
Right.
Which I always get in the springtime. Oh, I want a puppy. And then he comes to visit for a week when his parents go on vacation. And I go, nah, I don't really want a dog that bad. So it's
right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was about to introduce the week.
Okay. Totally cool.
We have Mardi Gras tomorrow.
I know. It's exciting.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Fat Tuesday. And then it means that Lent is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a lot of stuff happening in the sky this week. It's a very busy week, astrologically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the big one, of course, is Uranus going into Aries.
Yes.
Which will happen
which
on
is
Friday.
Huge. Which is Friday. And then Wednesday with the switch of Mercury entering into Aries. But before he does that, he joins with Uranus because he's in Pisces.
Yeah.
And then he squares the nodes of destiny. So we can all expect some pretty interesting news when we get to Wednesday, because very often what the news is kind of we go, wow, that's really what's happening, holy cow, or some kind of shocking news often can be shocking because of the nature of Uranus and Mercury. So.
Right. So with Uranus going into Aries and Mercury sort of dancing around his feet, kind of like a little puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dog, there's kind of a little puppy energy to Mercury this week.
Right.
It's sort of the little puppy accompanying Uranus into Aries.
Yeah.
And he jumps in just ahead of Uranus.
Right. And as the messenger of the gods, Mercury also brings us information. So he's transitioning right before Uranus does. So he's going to also speak to us about what the next 8 years are going to be like, and possibly even the next 84 years, because we're starting a new zodiac cycle with Uranus entering Aries.
Yeah, and Mercury is the messenger of the gods, and also the messenger within our own mind. So it's that part of the mind that talks to us on that kind of day-to-day level and barks like a dog, and we always pay attention.
Right.
And I think that's Heather coming on the line now.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. Phone problems at the beginning. They just wouldn't let me on the station.
Oh,
okay.
This is Heather speaking in from St. Paul, Minnesota on a snowy night.
St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's snowy out there again?
Snow?
Yes, it is. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just snowing a few inches every day.
Mm-hmm. Just to remind you that it still can, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just exactly. But it doesn't have that same fierce edge as the midwinter snows do.
Oh, okay. Which is good.
Going on this last week of Uranus and Pisces.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely makes us aware of the changes. We were just talking about that shift happening this week and then the Mercury kind of heralding it because he's a couple he hits it a day or so before Uranus does. But I do think as a culture we've been really seeing a lot of really people kind of having meltdowns or melt-throughs or breakups or breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as a collective, you know, it's happening somewhere in each of our charts. So the place in your chart that really feels like it needs to change, it can't take it the way it's been going, and it wants to shift things up and make it slightly different going forward. And giving each of ourselves permission to do that in as, if possible, kind of way as possible. We don't have to be mean. We just have to say, you know what, I don't really think this is working for me.
Right.
So, yeah.
We don't have to be Charlie Sheen.
No, we can do it in another way. But he actually serves as a, you know, often when there's a big change like this, you know, I say to people, there's usually a representative somewhere in the collective, and he's showing us, you know, ways it can be done or ways it maybe shouldn't be done, but that, you know, kind of is an example. He's an illustrative example of here we have this particular person's going through something similar to what you're feeling in your chart and, you know, different ways of handling stress, conflict, and strife. So
I agree. There was a wonderful quote I saw on one of the Libyan rebels, and was carrying a sign, which actually was paraphrasing John F. Kennedy, and it said, "Those who make peaceful change impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." And
mm-hmm.
I figure that's a really good motto for Uranus and Aries.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Those who make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution necessary?
Inevitable.
Wow.
Inevitable, yeah.
And I'd say conversely, those who pave the way for peaceful change help prevent the violent upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking in our own lives or in the culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that sense that, you know, I am hearing so many people trying to hold on to something that was. And it's not like it needs a patch. It means it could be their relationship patterns, not necessarily their relationship, their job, the whole industry they're involved in. It has to really let go in order for a new form to be found. It can't be just patched or changed a little bit.
Right.
But I'm hearing how hard it is for people to figure out exactly what part of their life needs changing.
Mm-hmm.
So not to hurry that until it's clear.
Right. And, you know, to love that process, because we still have one more planet behind this one to switch.
Right.
And, you know, well, there's a part of us, you know, that wants everything to be done yesterday or to know what we're going to do tomorrow. You know, I've been saying to people, really, you know, think August, because that's when, you know, everything calms down and you're back and, you know, we know where we're going. We don't know right now. It's not clear and you're not clear. And so love the not knowing, you know, and just enjoy that you don't know and you won't know.
Right.
And that's okay. You don't have to know. But we have this need to know kind of culture that makes it hard not to know.
I agree.
Yeah. But I don't know how we get over that. Well, I want to know. Tell me how it's going to turn out. I can tell you you're not going to know. The rest of it is all magic. So, but it's interesting times we live in. So.
Yes, it is. And this last week, I think so many people, even after that new moon in Pisces, last week a lot of people just under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I'm hearing the excitement beginning to pick up with Mercury going into Aries. But just the low, still the energy is fairly low, and none of it's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury is going to be moving into a square with Pluto before it really gets free of this. As soon as it hits, it changes signs. It's first it's going to aspect both Uranus and then Pluto, one after the other. So I think there's some really unexpected breakthroughs in our psyche and in the culture coming up as Mercury heads into Aries and makes those aspects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, kind of stimulating us to think and then think again. Are you sure you want that? Okay, positive, positive. Yep. Okay, here it comes.
That was a great article, by the way, that you wrote on Uranus and Aries. I reposted it on my Facebook, and I highly recommend it for our viewers out there that haven't read it today.
Oh, okay. The one in the Whatchahoosie thing a while back?
I saw it on Facebook. Someone posted it. An article that you wrote on your blog, on your website,
mm-hmm.
on Uranus and Aries.
Oh, okay.
Really making it personal for people so they could see what they're going through.
Hmm. Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. I feel like I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's all right. I'll go look and see what you posted, and I'll see what it was.
It said
I tell you,
it has to be posted later.
Well, somebody said something to me the other day, and I said, you know, I have to tell you, I don't have a brain right now. I feel like, you know, because I have a very strong Uranus, and my progressed moon right now is 29 degrees Pisces. So, like, I just kind of collapse in the bed at night and go to sleep and get up in the morning and move. And then I collapse in the bed and go to – and I really am like –
I think it's probably the best way to do it. Right?
Yeah, that's the way I'm doing it. And, you know, people say to me, Dan, I'm like, you know, I don't – in all honesty, I don't have any memory. You know, ask Melissa. She might remember, you know, but I don't really know. And Melissa, fortunately, does have a memory, which is good. But it's kind of like a, you know, just kind of move. You know, I'm not really, I'm just showing up. That's my job right now. So, because it is, it's very stressful energy, but it also, my chart's like really active. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're saying I wrote an article. I'm like, okay, I don't, when? You know, what article are you talking about? So I'll go look and see what it was I wrote. Because frankly, I don't even remember writing an article on Uranus and Pisces. But, okay, cool. Good to know. Good to know I did. You know, I meant to. You know, obviously I did. I just don't remember when I did it. And that is a scary thing. But anyway, yeah, I do think we also want to talk a little bit about this week because Mercury is really active because he does go that back end of Pisces into Aries and up to, you know, he goes from 25 Pisces to 8 Aries. So he basically goes through that the T-square from last summer. Because he sets off all the planets in it. Sets off the nodes, he sets off Neptune, sets off Uranus, sets off Chiron, sets off Pluto. The only thing he doesn't bother is Saturn just yet, but he's going to catch him soon enough. And he's entering his shadow, too, in the next week or so. So he's because we got a big, nice big Mercury station coming. So, you know, he's really a busy, busy guy. And I think, you know, just kind of being aware of that, is helpful because then we realize that we really are kind of at a major turning point.
Right. And seeing that in the last week, next week, and the following week, I think we're getting the download of the outline of the work that we need to do for the next season. And to really notice what you're being called on, what's being hit in your life, what issues are saying, this is front burner, work on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get it settled now. This is a time of metamorphosis. How do you take each decision and do it right so that you're in the process of metamorphosis rather than making grand decisions? Because when Uranus is in the mix like this, it's, you know, we make any grand decision we make will be rethought and rethought and rethought.
Mm-hmm.
So more as decide how to be rather than where you're going and see the little decisions that we make in line with the big sense of how to be, what's important to us, what we need to work on now. And we'll see then how the dust falls out.
Right. And I think the other part, you know, because there is so much anxiety going around, I think the other thing to remember is that there are fingers of God in the heaven right now, meaning that we're at kind of a fated turning point, F-A-T-E-D. And, you know, when people go, what if I miss it? What if I screw up? What if I, And I think, you know, it's really just about, don't worry, big signals.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. You're going to be, you got a front row seat for the show. You just have to show up to the show and get there. You know, you're gonna do okay. Because it's a big turning point time, too. Well,
right.
Yeah.
And be real.
No worries. Just be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's
Mark, how are you seeing?
Yeah, pretty much that's what's going on. And I think basically pay attention to the little bit more isolated thoughts, the things that have a voice of their own with this Uranus-Mercury combination. So really, you know, a thought that seems to stand off on its own deserves more focus now. Sometimes we ignore those things. You know, it's a little bit like, you know, we pay attention to the squeakiest wheels all the time. But try to look at the things you don't usually notice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what will guide you into this period of change.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Silence as opposed to listening to the squeaky wheel, you know.
Yeah.
I have to say with the dog here, I have a dog visiting me, Heather, for a week.
Funny how that chaos comes to us.
Chaos came to my house, and let me tell you, the cat broke a mug last night because he was so freaked out by the dog catching him in the kitchen. But, you know, it's kind of, you don't realize how much hall noise there is, bark, 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 bark,
yeah.
How much whatever. And it is kind of, you know, when they'd given me the day he was coming, and I'm like, oh, good, right at the change. You know, it'll be a little chaos in my house. But it's, you know, invited, happy, you know, puppy chaos, which is always fun. But it also is that awareness that there is not a lot of silence, you know, because he barks at everything. I'm like, wow, you know, I never noticed that noise. That is kind of the constant chitter-chatter of our lives. And I think this kind of week, when there is a moment of stillness, when that Mercury comes to join Uranus and says, hey, how about thinking about this? And the quiet noise or the quiet sounds that, you know, that Mark mentioned, I think is really, because we forget, you know, we forget how busy bustly we are. You know, we were talking at dinner over a couple with us. I was over at dinner with some friends, and we were discussing, you know, one of them is not sleeping, hasn't felt like she hasn't slept in a week. And I'm like, I want to get in bed and just sleep. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So it's also how is your body responding to all this energy changes? Because it's big energy flying around right now. And if you're tired, you know, go to bed.
Yeah.
Don't push yourself because there's an energy, a shifting, you know, that's taking place. It's pretty profound. So,
mm-hmm.
At any rate, so that's, I think, the big news. And then let me see if there's anything else that strikes me. You know, Venus is in middle Aquarius. Sun is in late Pisces, 21. There's a Uranian planet stationing. Hades is stationing on the 12th. And also Athena enters Aquarius on the 10th. So Athena into Aquarius gives us a different vision of patterns in our life. So I think we also can expect to see a new understanding of the patterns that we've formed and the patterns that we live under with this energy shift taking place this week. So kind of fun. Going to keep us all interested. So.
Yes, it is. Do we have want to announce our...
Oh, we don't need to announce our number. We have 10 people on the line with the hands raised. So we will call on the 416. Hello, 416.
And
how are you?
Can I just say now that if it's someone we've done recently, let's move on. Let's say thank you and move on because we've got so many people on the phone.
Right, we got 10 in the queue. Okay, hi, 416. Have we talked to you before?
Maybe about 6 months ago.
Okay, so you're eligible. Forward your call.
Yay!
Hey.
Okay, I was just curious to know how this current sort of crazy Uranus and Aries transit and everything would be affecting me. I actually had scheduled a big relationship talk for this Saturday, and now I'm wondering whether that was a terrible time to do
I
that.
Think
or
it's a potential time. If you don't have the talk, it'll blow up. So things that I'm seeing now about this Uranus is whatever has been suppressed comes up.
Okay.
So it's really good to give it a healthy, but just keep your sense of humor about it. It's really good to have an important time to let everything come up and come to the surface in a good way.
Okay.
So when were you born?
May 20, 1980.
What time?
8:51 a.m.
And where?
Toronto, Canada.
And what was the issue that? And what's your question? You said this, whether or not this Saturday was a
good time. Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any real impact of the current transit on my chart specifically, because it sounds like some pretty major energy, and I've been feeling kind of strange all week. So I was just curious if happening.
Well, your sun is at the very last degree. You're 29 degrees out of 30. 38 seconds out of 60. So your Uranus, any planet right before it changes sign is going to tag your sun one way or the other, supportively or difficultly. But anytime you hear a planet going, it's a bad change, know that it may activate you.
Okay.
And stir you up. You know, you have Venus at 2 degrees of Cancer. So your whole emotional creative realm is getting a lot of heat for the next year, few years to evolve your sense of who you are as a woman, what your artistic response is. All of that is going to be taking a lot of heat to evolve over the next year.
All right.
But Anne, what are you seeing happening this weekend? Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Is that 20th of May or 29th?
20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard that wrong.
Yeah. And I think, what do you say that the major issue is between you and your relationship person that you're trying to talk over?
Communication.
Mm-hmm. And is something that you can be kind of impatient about?
It's a frustrating topic for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But your chart, it's something that I don't know if you notice, that special genius in communication. And if you don't notice that you have a gift with that, you have Jupiter and Mars conjunct in Virgo in the house of communication that natally squares your natal Mercury, so that you're good at it but you're not so patient with it, that you can get so in your head or so, you know, pushing to communicate that you don't notice that it's naturally harder for other people.
I think that's
and that
true.
You have a special gift that way. And that some other people may communicate with much with their actions, with their heart, and not with their words. And they need to learn how to communicate. And you need to learn how to communicate. Like, in other words, don't assume that you know how to communicate and they don't. It's how do you learn each other's language.
That's so fair. That's very, very accurate and very apt, I think. Thank you. That's a really, really good piece of advice, because I think I do get trapped in that, just frustrated with other people's communication levels and sort of like in a horrible way maybe assume that I'm better at it, which is not fair.
Well, you are better at it. No, honey. You are better at it, you know, but other people...
But you can't teach them how to do that.
Yeah, they can't do it the way you can. You are better at it. We all have gifts. You know, this is owning your own special brilliance. Your North Node of Destiny is there. That's one of your fated places. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of your fates. And it's your god. So you're here to karmically learn and work with this point. But other people don't have that level of gift or that level of talent, maybe is a better way to say it. And it gets them, the sun rules that house. So that's where you're supposed to shine. So the other people are the Aquarians. They're the audience. They're the, you know, they're the opposite you. They like to watch. They don't necessarily know how to talk or how to communicate. And so if you appreciate that that's where you shine, coming up with different ways for them to communicate is always an option. You know, if they can applaud or, you know, they can do whatever. You know, I had a stepmother, and we would get into, she's a Taurus, I've got a lot of Scorpio, we would get into these kind of weird places. And we agreed that we both like dolphins, right? So we would get to some place, and it would be like a weird place, and one or the other of us could go dolphin, you know, and the other one would know, okay, we're in a weird place now. Whatever it is, it's a weird place. And it became like our code word for, okay, you know, kind of our safe word, for lack of a better word. Okay, we probably should stop communicating right now because we're getting ourselves in a bit of a muddle. And, you know, and it was kind of, we came up with, okay, so time out, everybody in their corner, you know, and it worked for a while, you know, while we were both, you know, it helped us get through a difficult impasse, you know. And, you know, when you have something that other people don't really know how to work with or don't really know what to do with, and it's like your gift, it's hard to understand that they don't have that. That's not how they're wired, you know. And it's hard.
That's very true. Yeah, hard. Sometimes that's felt like not a gift, but more of a curse or something, like just an overactive brain as opposed to, you know, something wonderful. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always with people with a chart like, you know, with this kind of configuration, I'll say to them, think normal curve. Most people run 40 to 60. That middle bubble part, you go 0 to 90. So you get praised for the 60 to 90, you know, but you get criticized for the 0 to 40. You know, you're too sensitive, you always want to talk to me about shit. I had one friend who they did this with their child, and he finally was like, can't you just punish me like the other parents? You know, and they kind of went, what? Well, other parents just punish their kids. Can't you punish me instead of talking to me about it? And they kind of were like, what? You know, because they felt that, you know, that was really important for them to be rational parents and communicate with the child. And he was like, just punish me. You know, take away my toys or something. You know? And I was like, wow, that's pretty good. It was a Pisces, you know. He just couldn't take the talking anymore. He just punish me, you know.
Shut up, I get it, yeah.
Just make me feel bad, you know, and I'll give up, I promise, you know. So it's hard.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Everett, Anne, and everybody. That was very helpful. I don't want to steal any more time if I feel like it's already
okay. We better get on to the next person.
All right, bye. Everybody. Off we go. Hi, 615. Have you been on before?
With you a long time ago.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Quick, what's your question?
Oh, I've just come through a really long 5-year dark period, and I feel like I'm changing through this whole Uranus transit in my work and my personal life. And I guess I'm wondering, timing-wise, what should I be working on right now? Because there's so many things to choose from, I guess. Anyway, my birthday is 6/6.
When were you born?
Pardon me?
When were you born?
June 6th, 1958.
Time?
3:38 a.m. in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So where to focus?
Yeah.
Okay. June 6th, 1958. 3:38 a.m. Harrisburg. Dark period, definitely, almost done. A little bit more to go. April, you're finished.
Yay!
Hoo-ah! Great. Always good to know when those dark periods end. Finally.
But be careful this one last week.
Yeah.
You know, Uranus is on your Mars. You may be feeling like telling people off or feeling unusually vulnerable. And just hang on one more week and take very good care of yourself. And I would say if you can write a lot and hear what you really want, you know, spend this week listening to your soul. Make it into meditation. What pisses you off, what makes you happy, don't theorize about it. Be honest and let them go.
I'm sorry?
I said be honest with the feelings and let them go.
Oh, okay.
But you really need to listen to your deepest feelings this week.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to go now.
Thanks.
All right.
Listen to your deep feelings. But, yeah, you are through the dark part, so that's the good news.
Oh, yay.
Yay, hurrah, hurrah. And if you know that, it helps a lot because it's almost done. You've also, you really are kind of, you know, really working to kind of get the new vision in place. And so that's half the battle. And
mm-hmm.
that part is really, really shifting. And a lot of the depression should be lifting, too.
Great.
Okay.
So, yeah, the depression is, that's a hard part with this chart. You tend to be a little muddly in there.
Yeah.
So that's going, and that will be really helpful. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, about 5 more months.
Hello?
Your progress moon's off in a whole new direction. So. You're right.
Okay.
So.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a good
okay.
Uranus transit. Okay. Mark, you want to take us out?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I think Heather just left. Heather, did you leave?
I think she
hung up. Okay.
Dropped off somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Mark Waltz in New York.
And Ann Ortley in New York. With
Heather
the dog.
Robin
and Heather, who disappeared
into
the fireplace.
With,
I always feel like this Aunt Clara noise, you know. She just kind of bings off into the,
really?
Like Aunt Clara does, so... So it's good. So have a good week, folks. Remember, this is the rough one. It'll be almost over. You're going to have fun soon. It'll be better. Promise, promise. And tell everybody you know that's
okay.
having a hard time. It'll be better soon. Promise, promise. So forward we go.
Okay.
All right.
Tune in next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.